Welcome to FIBA India podcast.
We have been focusing on Jesus' steps to the cross this week. And we are in day two. Yesterday we looked at the cleansing of the temple. And today I would like to focus on the withered fig tree. Let me draw your attention to Mark's Gospel chapter 11. I'm reading from verse 12. Mark 11, verse 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Now look at verse 20. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." Now this is a very familiar passage. Jesus cursing the fig tree. The Bible says, on the following day, verse 12, on the following day when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Who was hungry? Jesus was hungry. Now the question arises, if Jesus is Jesus, how can he be hungry? He is God. My friends, throughout the Bible, we see the emotions of the Lord. He was 100% human and 100% divine. He was hungry. He was angry. He wept. He was sorrowful. He was kind, he was moved with compassion. And here again we read he was hungry. Now these verses are such a strength to us because he knows what I'm going through. He is 100% human and 100% divine. He knows my struggles. He knows my tears. He knows my silence. He knows when I walk through the path of pain, shame, and loneliness, because he has experienced this, and so he knows when we go through that same struggle. And the Bible says he was hungry, and he saw the fig tree by the wayside. And when he saw it by the wayside, he went looking for figs, and there was none. Because Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 21, verse 19 it says, "And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it but only leaves." Now, why did Jesus go to the fig tree expecting the fruit when it was not the season? Because the Bible says in Mark's Gospel chapter 11 verse 13, it was not the season for figs. And if it was not the season for figs, why did Jesus curse it? You know, let me place before you few reasons. One, the disappointment Jesus faced. He was hungry and he saw it at a distance and it was by the wayside. I do not know how far, but it is far enough for him to see it and to walk. And he went there looking out for the fig and he was disappointed because the tree did not have anything. Now you say that was not the season. Yes, it was not. But the unique feature of a fig tree is this. When the leaves come out, the figs also come out. And so Jesus saw the leaves and he expected the figs also to be there. And when he went close, he did not find anything. He was disappointed. You know, when you're hungry and you don't get what you want, you know, you not only get disappointed, sometimes you can get angry. And here we don't see any anger in Jesus, but he went there expecting something, but he did not get anything. He was hungry. and he was disappointed. The second thing you find that Jesus experienced, he not only was disappointed, he also saw the deception. Now, what is a deception in a fig tree? The deception is this. The tree presented the leaves, giving an indication it is full of fruit. Only leaves. It's only when they went close to it, they realized it was nothing but just leaves. And so the Lord wanted the disciples to hear it when he was cursing the fig tree. Now why? Because the Lord was giving this to the disciples saying, our life can be something like the fig tree. We can present something that we are not on the inside. We can do things on the outside, but there is fruitlessness on the inside. There is barrenness on the inside. We can be involved in everything that is Christian. We can say everything that is Christian. We can volunteer for everything that is Christian. But inside, there is no real, genuine relationship with the Lord. There is no faith in the Lord. And because there is no faith in God, life is barren. And Jesus said it. He cursed it. Jesus not only faced disappointment, but he also saw the deception. The third thing you find here is the declaration that he made. And what is the declaration? He said in verse 14, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And the disciples heard it. Now that is important. He did not say it, you know, murmuring to himself, but he said it so that the disciples will hear it. He wanted this message to go to the disciples saying, look, you and I, you can face the same situation. If your life is full of leaves, if there is deception and there is no fruit. Now there are many other passages in the Bible where it talks about the fig tree. You read in Luke's Gospel chapter 13, the parable of the barren fig tree. The Bible says in verse 6, a man had fig tree planted in his vineyard and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, look, for 3 years now I have been seeking fruit on this fig tree and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? Look at this parable. 3 years he is coming seeking for the fruit and there was no fruit. And so he declares saying, cut it off. And the gardener comes and pleads and says, sir, don't cut it off. Give one more year. We will do everything that we can do. In other words, he's saying, I will work on it. Put more manure. I will see that this bears fruit. If it still does not bear fruit, chop it off. And I believe that's the message the Lord wants to communicate to you and me. And this is what it is. The axe is already laid. We are living in the grace period. Cut it off for years, 20 years, 25 years, 40 years, 60 years, 70 years. I'm coming seeking a fruit and there is none. There is only barrenness. Why should this tree use the resources? Why should the tree use the blessings of God, the providence of God, the protection of God? Cut it off if it is not serving the purpose. And that's the same thing we find here. The Lord cursed the fig tree. May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. The disappointment Jesus faced, the deception Jesus saw, the declaration he made. And look at what he demonstrated to them. He cursed the fig tree. And it happened in the presence of the disciples. Because the Bible says in verse 20, as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. I do not know how you would have reacted when you saw the fig tree standing there at a distance. And now the next day when you're going, you see the fig tree coming down, totally down, withered. And Peter, as usual, is the first one. And Peter said, Rabbi, look, What happened? The tree that you cursed has withered. What is he surprised about? That the tree withered? No. Peter was surprised about the quickness, the way it happened. How soon it happened. How fast it happened. You just cursed it and it came down. In other words, it's saying, how did this happen? And the Lord did not answer his question. The Lord did not answer him. The Lord put it the other way around. The Lord looked at him and said in verse 22, have faith in God. What does faith in God have to do with the withered fig tree? And this is what the Lord is trying to communicate to the disciples. When you don't have faith in God, there will be emptiness, there will be barrenness, there will be deception. But when you have faith in God, you can ask whatever you want to ask. And just like you saw, I said it and the tree withered. And when you have faith in God, you can also tell the mountain move and the mountain will move. And he brings it down to that point to the disciples saying, the tree withered because of the lack of that relationship with the living God. And that is what he is trying to communicate to the disciples. This can happen to you when you do not have faith in God. Your prayer life becomes weak. There is no power in it. And there is deception. There will be barrenness, unproductiveness, fruitlessness. And the Lord cursed the fig tree. You know, as we go through this Lenten season, as we look at this passage, may we ask ourselves the question, has my life been productive? Am I a fruit-bearing Christian? Or is there a barrenness? Yes, my life is packed with activity, but only I know on the inside the shallowness, the emptiness, and I know it is because I do not have that faith in God. I do not have that experience of receiving the Lord as my personal Savior, and I do not have the assurance of the forgiveness of sins. I don't have faith in God. What is the Lord trying to tell us? The Lord is asking us to come back. The axe is already laid to the root. Anytime it will be chopped off, before it is too late. He wants us to come to that place of repentance, to have the genuine faith in him, to live a life of productivity, that people will not be disappointed when they come seeking fruit. Let my life be a fruit-bearing Christian. Let my life be a life of usefulness to God. Let my life be a life that is worthy of his name. May the Lord bless each one of us. May the Lord continue to pour out his love upon us. May the Lord have mercy upon each one of us. God bless you.
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.